Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and our Green and Gold Insider right here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free Radio.com app. He'll be on the air with us on Friday when we're live from the Brat Stop, 6A to 6B, Wendy's Big Show. Again, 670 the score. It's the Brat Bowl, Brat Bowl 1, as we take on our sister station from Chicago. Get you ready for Bears and Packers this weekend. Thanks to Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event coming up on through January 2nd. It's Brat Bowl 1 down at the Brat Stop this weekend. Joining us now is Ryan Wood on the Great Woody. Midwest Bank Hotline on a Victory Monday. Ryan, it doesn't necessarily feel as much of like a Victory Monday as we would exactly like. What was your main takeaway off a 20-15 win, albeit somewhat feeling like a little bit of a loss, as the Packers don't look as great as maybe they could have?
Yeah, they played a team that, in all reality, I mean, if they couldn't possibly play bad enough to lose two at home, and they played like that, right? I mean, they even kind of approached it like that with Kevin King getting the week off, and you know, this is Minnesota week 16. I don't know that he doesn't play, you know? So I used the term, and apparently it was controversial, but I used the term, it should be effectively a bye week. And what that means is that they can play really, 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 really bad and lose. And that's basically what happened. Washington's a terrible football team. The Packers played rather terrible, and they won rather easily.
You saying the Packers played really, really, really bad?
I think they played pretty bad.
Yeah,
I don't think they played anywhere near as bad as what they should.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, we're just getting a little pushback. Sure. We're just getting a little pushback from the Packer Nation that, you know, we should be thankful that they're, you know, won 10 games, and for 6-9-1, they were 6-9-1 last year, Gary. And you know, you're just not appreciative of the Green Bay Packers. And I say to them, I say, hey, listen, I'm not really saying this. I mean, Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur came on yesterday and said it didn't look right. They think that they didn't play well themselves. So it's not just me pushing this out there. They're also saying it too, Woody.
It's just the way you're pushing it, though, Gary.
Go ahead, Woody. Go ahead, Woody.
Listen, if you were in the locker room yesterday, they are not doing cartwheels over being 10-3.
They should be happy to be 10-3.
They are. No, if you were talking, first person I talked to in the locker room yesterday was Brian Bulaga. He's on the very extreme short list of voices that matter the most in that locker room. He was not pleased.
Oh, they're happy, Woody. They're happy. Oh, come on.
How much they left on the field.
Oh, they didn't leave anything on the field.
Stop being condescending, Gary. Let him finish.
The inability to make to take advantage of the ridiculous field position that they had mostly.
Oh, they took advantage of everything, Woody. Come on.
Man, turn his mic off. Go ahead, Ron.
And, you know, as I was telling today, Matt LaFleur was asked, and rightly so, he was asked about becoming the first rookie Packers head coach in franchise history to win 10 games.
That's what I want to talk about. What did he say?
It's a fairly big accomplishment when you're on the same list as Vince Lombardi and Curly Lambeau and some teams there, some guys. So, and he said that he didn't even celebrate. He went directly to his office because he was ticked off at himself and how the offense performed. And so, I mean, I'm just telling you, that's not how the team is sitting. They're not saying, hey, we won 10 games.
Yeah.
No, that's not how they think.
He didn't even think about the 10 wins, but I mean, we've got other people that are promoted for him. So But yeah, he's trying to figure out, man, I need to get this offense fixed. I think that's where they're at.
Well, and it's good that they won 10 games because they're positioned themselves. I mean, shoot, the playoffs, they don't start tomorrow, but if they did, they're the 2 seed. It's a remarkable place to be. You're looking right at a first-round bye and a home game of the divisional round. So wins are what matters at the end of the day. But this also matters. If they don't play better, they're not going anywhere in January. That also matters. And I think they know that. So they have to play better, too, because the grace period, the cupcake schedule is over now. There is no more New York Giants. There is no more Washington. It gets markedly more difficult from here, increasing to the point where they're in January playing playoff teams with elite quarterbacks, and they've got to put up points, and they've got to stop elite quarterbacks. They're not there right now. They haven't had to do it, but they're going to have to do it soon.
Hey, let's get to this bulletin board material, okay? Go all the way back to the first game. The Packers went 10-3, and they asked some of the guys, we wanted Mitch Trubisky to play quarterback. That's what they're running with in Chicago. The Packers don't respect you as a quarterback. You're on a 3-game winning streak. You've played better. Because I really thought that there's coaches on the hot seat if he didn't get this team up to par. Do you see any difference in Mitch Trubisky since, you know, the first game? Because now they wanted him to run a little bit more. They beat Dallas. But ultimately, you want the defense to force him to stay in the pocket to throw the football.
That's got to be what it is still, right?
I
don't think anything's really changed. I know that, you know, that Bears defense is legitimate to me, especially with, you know, Raquan Smith is out this week, so that's a big deal.
Are they getting Hicks back, or we don't know yet?
It's early. It's early, so it's only Monday. But
yeah.
With Raquan Smith on the field, with that full defense, that is a legitimate Super Bowl winning defense that they have. That's how good that defense is. So the fact that they're 7-6, despite Mitch Trubisky, is not a surprise. That's a very, very, very good defense on that side of the ball. And, you know, it's carried more than its weight with the inability to find anything much of it's been very different than last year offensively for Chicago, and it starts with the quarterback.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, our Green and Gold insider here on The Fan, and also Mike Clemens stopping in as well up in the locker room yesterday up at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, Woody, I got that clip when Bulaga was talking about it. He was asked, so how do you think this game went, you know, scoring 20 points against the Redskins?
I think we had a good mix of, you know, play action, running the football. I think we threw the ball pretty well. I mean, again, I'm going to have to go back and watch it with, like a glass of tequila or a bottle of one.
He's got to watch the tape with a bottle of tequila. He's got to watch the tape with a bottle of tequila.
Yeah, he was not happy.
No.
I mean,
it was not a festive locker room.
No, everyone is saying, you know, well, you know, guys who cover this team, they're looking for an angle. You know, even you got a 10-3 team, say, it's come from the coach. We got to do a better job. This has come from Aaron Rodgers. Well, I know a lot of people are going to be naysayers in this, but yeah, there's things we can work on. This is what this team is saying. They know that they're not ready to play with the 49ers or the Saints right now, a 48-46 shootout in some dome someplace. That's the point.
The reality is that as bad as the Packers did play yesterday, they won that game rather easily. It was not as close as the final score indicated. Mm-hmm. That's how bad Washington is. And I say that to say, we remember the game that was the final game Mike McCarthy ever coached, last year's loss to the Arizona Cardinals. A terrible loss. As terrible of a loss as I've ever seen, as terrible a loss as whatever happened in Mike McCarthy's tenure as head coach of the Packers. As bad as that loss was, if this Packers team would have managed to lose to that Washington team, that would have been a markedly worse loss. That's how bad that loss would have been. So they couldn't possibly lose that game. It's about winning and losing in this league, and that is what matters, because that's what goes on your record. But what matters too is, are you prepared to make a playoff run when you are 10-3? It's not just about getting to 10-3 and feeling good about it. You got to do something with being 10-3. and yet you got to be ready to do something with it. What we saw yesterday, and I think to a man, everyone in that locker room would agree and understands, what we saw yesterday was not a team that is ready to go toe-to-toe with the New Orleans Saints or the San Francisco 49ers or the Seattle Seahawks and just put boatloads of points up and have a defense prevent the other team from doing the same. They've got a lot of work to do.
Ryan, and I started out by saying this in the beginning of the show. Now, the records were a little bit different coming in, but both starting rookie quarterbacks, both coming in on the road, both with new head coaches in the scheme at this particular point in time. There were two teams that were 13-point favorites yesterday, both playing home games. One got an ugly, ugly 20-15 win and now has positioned for a first-round bye. The other got slapped in the face and at one point was down 38-3. That was the Houston Texans at home. So there is something to be said for being able to get the win and move on. But if they are going to play that way against the Chicagos, the Minnesotas, and the teams that you mentioned into the playoffs, they will be a one and done at that point.
Yeah, there's no question. And it shouldn't be glossed over. They're in the two seed right now. They elevated there because San Francisco beat New Orleans yesterday. That game looked like two teams that are far ahead of the Packers, both of them. But one of them lost, and one of them dropped the seed level to the Packers, regardless of how the Packers looked yesterday. So at the end of the day, that is what matters. But I've said it before with you guys, everything I'm doing in terms of how I view this team and what I'm looking at, it's through the prism of they're 10-3, which means by definition they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. How close are they to being able to make that run? Where are they at? It's an obligation to do that whenever you start 10-3, whenever you put yourself in this position that Packers fans have learned very recently does not come along every year. It's a precious position to be in, to look at it from that perspective.
You know, somebody led off the press conference. I don't know if it was led off, but what said, is it when you're talking about we, is that Aaron Rodgers? Or what's going on?
They left some plays out on the field.
What's going on there? Are we the media type? Are we feeling some sort of kind of way about Rodgers and this offense?
No, I don't know that's the feeling in general. I did ask Matt LaFleur a couple of questions after that if the ideal version of his passing game was designed for the quarterback to deliver the football quicker than Aaron Rodgers did yesterday. Now, that doesn't mean that Aaron Rodgers is completely at fault for holding on to the ball too long. Nobody's open. Right. There's a whole bunch that goes into release time. It's not just the quarterback. So that's not pointing the fingers at Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that offense, that passing game, held on to the football an awful lot yesterday. And it was not pretty to watch. Those 7-second throw it away plays are not. That's not what the rest of the contenders in the NFC look like when they're throwing the football.
So. Now, everybody sees this. He had a third down play yesterday. I don't remember exactly where. I got to look it up. He stands back in the pocket. The Redskins are all off to his left-hand side, linebackers and safeties. Jamal Williams like chips somebody, then he releases off about the right guard or so, and he turns, and there's 30. It's like, oh, he's going to throw to him, right? Because I'm watching this with the binoculars,
mm-hmm.
Baby Tosh. And then all of a sudden, he's holding and he at Rodgers, and he takes another step, and he's not going to throw it. And I'm thinking, well, what's going on? And then coming from right to left is Davante Adams, and he waits till he crosses the hash marks. This is like another whole 2 seconds. Throws it to Vontae. It's a key. They need to
extend the drive.
To extend
right.
The drive here, and so he's throwing to the guy with the hands. But the first guy open was Jamal Williams, and there was one guy behind him. He could have very easily taken it out to the right and maybe to the house. But it's like, no, I am waiting for 17 to come across because that's the guy that this play is designed to, or who I know has got the highest percentage that I can trust to catch the football in this critical third down. I see that all the time.
Well, and how frustrating can it be? I mean, going back to this, now this guy's not going to gripe, and that's Jamal Williams.
Yeah,
but no, Jamal Williams leads your team in touchdown receptions this year. So, like,
which says all that you need to know about the skill talent on this mm-hmm. team.
Yeah, 150% right. That's the biggest problem with it is the pass catchers are the biggest problem in this point.
Oh, by far. It's not even close. And there are definitely those plays where Rodgers is holding on the ball too long. Maybe it's a trust thing. I don't know.
Well, that strip sack, he definitely held on it a little bit too long.
But there's a lot of plays, too, where nobody's open and they got three guys on Davante Adams. Those plays exist.
Yes,
too.
That happened a lot. Yes.
Well, Matt will tell you somebody's open it. They got three guys running through it. He just can't find them, I think.
So the bottom line is this.
What's the bottom line, my brother?
When Aaron Rodgers sticks his foot in the ground at the top of this drop and lets go of the football, the passing game just looks so much better than when he's holding onto the ball for 5 seconds, searching for something, whether it's ghosts, whether it's I don't know what it is, whether no one's open, whatever it is, just searching. Holding on to the ball, and the rush gets him. He throws it away. He throws to someone. Whatever the result is, the play, it just looks better when he's and it functions better when he's at the top of his drop, plants his foot, and lets go of the thing.
Right.
It's a lot more successful.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
That's Ryan Wood joining us here there on the is, Wendy's Big Billy. Show, 105.7 FM, the Fan, 1250 AM, and the FreeRadio.com app. Woody, appreciate it, man. We'll talk on Wednesday. All right.
All right, take care.
All right, buddy.
All right, that's Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You guys are boys. That's
I like
for sure.
him a lot.
That ain't what you told me off air.
If you're looking to buy, build, like renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. 414-799-1250, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick Elaine is coming up next.
I just saw Mike McCarthy break down crying on network TV.
Oh, my God.
What, he did a 60-minute thing? What, a Barbara Walters?
That's what we're... To expect on the Tom Pelissero piece?
Yeah. I saw
really?
It. I just saw
Why
it.
You didn't get that interview? You
Tom should, Pelissero, I've been trying.
You should have thrown my name around. I could have got you.
Tom Pelissero worked for the Green Bay Press Gazette alongside Woody and those guys back in the day at the start of the McCarthy era. Then he went to work for USA Today. Now he works for the NFL Network.
Right.
And Mike McCarthy is playing his cards one at a time. And now you got these two NFL openings with the Redskins, you know, and you got the Carolina Panthers. And so I saw Pelissero in the press box yesterday, and he said, watch tomorrow afternoon. And then I'd heard that maybe he'd gotten to see McCarthy at his house. And it just aired, and it's stunning. Stunning. You want to talk about this here or after the break?
Let's do it right after the break because we want to get a wrap from you as well and get some more sound from the locker room.
Where'd you get that sweatshirt from?
But we need to break that down. This story is also going
Sparky
to be linked.
For it.
This guy. That's my class. You know he came in looking for food. You know that.
Well, it's all in the back. That's for sure. 414-799-1250. But the good stuff is at Uptown Motors from Leroy Butler.
Hey, Billy. Thank you. I was wondering when you were going to go to
the official car dealership of Leroy Butler, Leap 36.
I wish I had. Oh, Mike, you would like this. I have the redesigned new 2020 Explorer. Now, if you drive that, I'll let you drive me and Gary and the crew. Because Mike's one of these drivers, like he likes to drive and look at you like, yeah, how y'all doing back there?
For sure.
Everybody good? And he's going like 99, you know, 0.5.
But he's got places to be, man.
I like Mike. Again, if we're in the car, in the truck, and say Gary gets off his seatbelt because he wants to move or something, it'll send you an alarm and it'll tell you which person in the seat moved this seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, especially for kids.
Yeah, you can tell on exactly which one. So the car's a narc is really what you're saying.
Well, yeah, it's trying safety. And for
Sounds
the smart
like
kids
to me,
with the Wentno who like to buckle the seatbelt but don't really put it on, thing just because it's clicked.
Well, I slide it over the back.
Go by the weight in the seat. Mm-hmm. So this is something that every family should have. You should go over and look at it. Go to Uptown Motors and just go on the tab. UptownMotors.com and click on the little tab. Say, I want to come test drive it today. It has the proper 4x4, what you need in the bad weather because it's raining today. And it also turned into snow at times and turned into sleet and turns into stuff. I don't know what it is, Gary. But again, the F-150 is America's best-selling truck for 25 years. Now, you think about that. If you want to pull, haul, or tow anything up to 7,000 pounds, I have the vehicle for you. If you go over there in December, this month, just go into Uptown Ford, Highway 100, Mayfair Road and say, listen, Leroy Butler says if I test drive or if I buy something, you know, you guys would text him or call him, and he's going to give me a nice special gift. And I think I have some more of those 8x10s. I'll get some from Rob because I'll be at Rob's place on this Saturday.
That's Waukesha Sports Car.
At Waukesha Sports Car. But I'm going to be at the one in Brookfield.
There we go.
I got some of my sack mic from the Super Bowl when mm-hmm. I pulled down 17 guys to get the Drew Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give people one of those with a purchase. Now, most time you buy cars, they don't give you anything.
No.
You sign the paper, they get your money, you never see them again. And their service department, it's second to none. I love the service department. That's UptownMotors.com, Uptown Ford. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you and get over there as soon as possible.
It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan on a Victory Monday.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.